I'm going to be reading from Romans 1 today in honor of Reformation Sunday. Today is today. I'm going to be reading 16 through 14 through 23. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel, also to you who are to Rome. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is both by faith from first to last, just as it is written. The righteousness will live by faith. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal men and birds and animals and reptiles. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that you are giving us today. And we thank you so much for just providing for us, Lord, whether it be godly things or spiritual things, Lord. We thank you for this reading, and we thank you for everything. Amen.